number one. And I got to tell you, as always is the case, we have a lot of verses to go over. And I always say that, I know, but we really have a lot to go over today. And I'm going to do something kind of fun this morning. I hope that the other studies are fun and educational and edifying as well. But today we're going to spend quite a bit of time actually in the book of Proverbs by way of the book of James. Now, what I want to have you do is open to James chapter number 1 once again. Look at verse 19, James 1:19. And it says this, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Let's unite our hearts in a word of prayer. Our gracious God and Father, we are grateful that we could look into your word again this morning. And Father, we do ask that as we are speaking in particular this morning about hearing your word, that we would first appreciate what we're studying in the context in which it is written, but then by way of application, that we as believers living in this dispensation of grace, that we would receive the wisdom that your word gives to us when it says, really, to believers in any dispensation, to hear what you say and let what you say sink deep down into our soul, and then to live out of the truth of your word. And we'll thank you for this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Okay, as I mentioned just a moment ago in my prayer, we're going to actually be spending some time in Proverbs this morning. The more I study the book of James, it's like he keeps saying, go back to the book, the wisdom books in the Old Testament. And of course, one of those is the book of Proverbs. We've already seen that on a number of occasions in our study of James so far. Just to remind everyone, when you go back to James 1, when he says at verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." And of course, in saying that way, he's telling his audience to go to the Word of God. It's in the Word of God, it's in Scripture that God has given to all men liberally His wisdom. It's there for anyone and everyone that will just take the time to read a book, read His Word, okay? And time and time and time again, as I'm studying through James, it's amazing how he's just going back to the Old Testament, the various books of wisdom, not only that, but and just giving some insight and instruction to them there from those books. When you go back in chapter number 1, look back at verse 18. We looked at this verse last time in some detail. He says, "Of his own will begat he us." And then he says this, "with the word of truth." See how again he's pointing them back to the written word of God, the scripture, with the word of truth. It's interesting that when he calls it in that phrase, the word of truth, because he's connecting it with the previous verse, verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights." And we've studied that already, that significance of the lights. And he says, "with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." God's faithful. He cannot lie. He says something, it's going to come to pass. And that's why he's making the connection in verse 18 with the word of truth. He's obviously speaking about the word of God, but here he calls it the word of truth, because the God of the Bible has said something, and with him there is no variableness. He's not going to change his mind. He's not going to depart from his promises that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to the nation of Israel. Neither shadow of turning. And so when he connects that verse 18 with the word of truth, he's reminding them that when they're reading the word of God, it is indeed the word of truth. They can trust it. They can believe it. They can rest in what it says. That it is the word of truth. When he says in verse 18, "of his own will begat he us with the word of truth," it was the word of truth that he, in the word of God, you see the promises that God made that really begat the nation of Israel. We talked about that last week, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so forth. It is his word of truth that when it says at verse 18, "a kind of first fruits. Remember, the first fruits, that was the little flock, the little remnant there at Pentecost. In early Acts there on the chart, it would be right here when the Holy Spirit was poured out in early Acts. If there's first fruits, then there's going to be fruits at the end of the harvest. And that's, of course, going to be at the end of the tribulation period. What I should do is I should close that chart like that. So that the first fruits out there in early Acts, and then at the second coming of Christ, he was going to gather the rest of the nation. So just kind of keep that in mind there. Okay? Now he says this at verse 19. This is what we're going to, this particular verse we really want to develop today. He says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Fast and slow, okay? The title of the message this morning is Swift to Hear. He's telling his audience you need to be swift to do some things, but slow to do other things. And we especially this morning want to look back at some verses in the book of Proverbs about this idea of being swift to hear. Swift to hear. Right off the bat, there's a passage of Scripture that really should come to our mind. And we'll refer to this several times, but hold that verse there in James and go to Romans chapter 10. In verse 17, we all have this verse memorized. This verse should be memorized, okay? Romans 10:17 says this, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Keep that in your heart and your mind. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In order to have faith, biblical faith, scriptural faith, God has to have said something about the topic that you are making a choice whether or not to believe. If God hasn't said something about a particular topic, you can believe it all you want, but don't call it faith, at least not biblical faith, scriptural faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means that God has said something about some topic, and you're making a choice to believe what it says. So you hear it, or you read it, and you need to make a choice to trust it or not. Turn back with me to the book of James, chapter number 1. James is reminding his audience that, you know what, they need to make a decision to be swift to hear the Word of God. To swift to hear God's Word. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go back and spend the majority of our time this morning in our study of James here looking at some proverbs, a number of different proverbs. It's just quite amazing. By the way, if you're reading through the zone with us right now, where you read through the whole Bible in 1 year, you're actually reading in the book of Proverbs right now. So a number of these verses we're going to look at this morning, you're going to either have just read them or will be reading them within the next few days and so forth. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back with me to Proverbs. We're going to start... Go with me to Proverbs chapter number 20. We're going to spend most of the time in the book of Proverbs, but there are going to be some other books that we're going to look at it as well. So go with me to Proverbs chapter number 20. And I'm just going to start writing some things on the board up here as we proceed. Look over to Proverbs chapter number 20 and verse 12. Watch this. It says, Proverbs 20 verse 12 says this, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord made even both of them." I want to focus for a few minutes here on the idea of the ear. Okay? The ear. That verse says, "The hearing ear." The hearing ear. Turn with me to the book of Job. After I just got through telling you, we're going to be mostly in the book of Proverbs, right? But I did say we're going to be some other books, okay? Go with me to the book of Job. Watch this verse over here. Go to the book of Job. Job chapter 34 here. Go to Job chapter 34. Job chapter 34. Look at this verse, Job 34, verse 3. I do hope everyone, like Silas, has you got a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. You need to write all these verses down. You're going to have to go back and think about all these verses afterwards. It's not going to be enough just to spend some time in these verses just in this brief session this morning. You're going to have to go back and really meditate on these verses in relationship to when James even tells his audience to be swift to hear. Look at this verse here, Job 34, verse 3. Job 34, 3 says this, "For the ear trieth words as the mouth tasteth meat." Isn't that an interesting verse right there? Just like with your mouth, you can taste the difference in different herbs, for example. Or taste the difference. People that are into wine tasting, they somehow train their palate to be able to distinguish the difference between different types of wines. People that are real food connoisseurs, they can really taste the difference between different types of meat, different foods that they eat, different types of salad dressing, whatever, things like that. But they can really, look at the illustration there. "For the ear trieth words." The job of the ear is not simply just to hear a bunch of noise, but the job of the ear is to, those words that it's hearing, it's to discern and make a choice that, wow, these words taste sweet. Whoa, these words are bitter. Well, these words are sour. The ear is to, as that verse right there says, "For the ear trieth words." What we're doing right now is, remember, James says that they're supposed to be swift to hear. Right now we're just looking at a few verses about the ear, the hearing ear. Look back to Proverbs chapter number 2 this time. Go back to Proverbs in chapter number 2. Go back to Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs chapter number 2, watch verse 2. In fact, look at verse 1. Start at verse 1. He says this, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto" what? "Unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." You see what you're supposed to do with your ear? So the ear tries words, but you're supposed to incline your ear to wisdom and understanding. You're supposed to listen, lean into, as it were, words that are words of wisdom and understanding. Where do you find those words? In the Word of God. Keep that principle in mind, that truth in mind. Incline thine ear. Listen carefully. Swift to hear. Listen carefully to God's Word. Look over to chapter 18 of Proverbs. Look at chapter 18 of Proverbs. Look at this verse here. Chapter 18 and verse 15. Chapter 18 and verse 15. It says this, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." You know, let me ask you this. Have you ever gone out to get some food and it was really bad, really disappointing, right? So your mouth tasted that food and you went, "Wow, this is just, who recommended this restaurant?" That kind of thing, right? Who recommended this place, right? You're tasting it. What's that? We were joking the other night about gluten-free pizza. Yeah, it's probably as bad as it sounds. But anyway, I've been off gluten for a number of years now, so you try different things. I remember one of the first times I ever tried gluten-free pizza, I think I was eating the cardboard box. It was awful, okay? But everybody was touting, "Oh, it's so good in there," and trying to, "Not again, you know." At any rate, why did I get off into all that? Except to say, that just like your mouth can taste the difference between something that tastes good and has some good, it's a pleasing taste, your ear has the capacity to discern. If you train it to discern, to hear, and to identify, hey, that's wisdom, that's knowledge. And this verse right here, it says, the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. You're seeking good food. Spiritually speaking, you're seeking knowledge with the ear. You're listening. Isn't that amazing to think about that concept? Not only that, watch this. Go to Psalms 10. Go to Psalms chapter 10. Go to Psalms chapter number 10. Watch Psalms 10:17. Look at Psalms 10 and verse 17 says this. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause Thine ear to hear. What is the purpose of the ear? The purpose of the ear is to hear. But it is to, we are, a wise man trains his ear to hear when he's being told things that are wisdom, instruction, knowledge, God's Word, in other words. And it'll seek that. See that? Not only that, look at that verse. Look at that verse again. Psalms 10:17. Lord, Thou hast... What's the word there now? Interesting, isn't it? Heard. It says, Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their what? What's that next word there? What is the word there? Heart. Isn't that interesting? Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Well, that's interesting. So, you start with the hearing ear to be swift to hear. It's interesting, it enters into the heart. God heard. That's Psalms 10:17. What did Romans 10:17 say? Romans 10:17 says this. Faith cometh... Can you see the bottom of the board here, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Is there something that's common in every one of those words? We're going to see more. Look at that. Ear. 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 The hearing ear is at the heart of all of that. James says that they're supposed to be swift to hear. They need to hear God's Word. For them, truly, and by the way, even by application for you and me today, in any dispensation, it's a matter of life and death. As we'll continue and study and see this. Now, go back with me to the book of Proverbs. Watch this. Go back to the book of Proverbs and chapter number 1. Proverbs and chapter number 1. Go to Proverbs and chapter number 1. So we're moving from ear to hear. Watch what it's... Look at Proverbs chapter number 1. Verse 5. He says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. How can you know if the person you're talking to is or is not a wise man? I'm not talking about a wise guy, okay? How can you tell if the person you're talking to is or is not a wise man? It's real simple. That verse identifies it right there. whether or not someone will hear with his ear what God says in His Word. Isn't that interesting? Not only that, look at chapter 4, verse 1. Look at what it begins, chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. See the idea of hear. Look in the same chapter, 4 and verse 10. Hear, O my son, and rejoice. And receive my sayings, and the years of the life shall be many. I mean, that's a true statement for them. When James says they need to be swift to hear, he's telling them they need to go and listen to the Word of God. Listen to what Scripture says, because in Scripture, God is going to give them the instructions that they need to be able to make it through the tribulation period and into the kingdom in which they will have eternal life and live forever. That's a real interesting verse there. He says, hear, my son, receive my sayings, and the years of the life shall be many. Yeah, like how about forever, right? Isn't that a neat verse right there? Look over to chapter 5. Look over to chapter 5 and watch this. Verse 7. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the, what? The words of my mouth. That's what Scripture is. We've talked about this already previously, that Scripture, the Word of God, Scripture, these are the words of God that came out of the mouth of God that got written down on paper. Scripture is the breath of God written down. And when that verse says, Proverbs chapter number 5 and verse 7, hear me now therefore, O ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. Look at chapter 7. Go to chapter number 7. Chapter 7 verse 24, he says this. 7 verse 24, he says, hearken unto me now therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. He's talking about being deceived to go the other way and reject God's word. But you look at verse 24 again, it says, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. By the way, we just saw another word there. We saw the word, look at that word, the word we go, hearken, right? There it is again. See that? Look over to chapter 8. Watch verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Yeah, that's what the Word of God is, wouldn't you say? Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. Those are some of the clearest verses about the nature of what God's Word is anywhere in the Bible. And there's a lot, there are several verses that convey this idea. Those are some of the most amazing verses about the nature of what Scripture is. James is telling his audience, be swift to hear. Where? By reading God's Word, listening to God's Word, studying God's Word, hearing what it says. Again and again and again in the book of Proverbs, the Proverbs is saying, just pleading, calling out, telling them to hear what he says. Watch this now. This same chapter, Proverbs 8. Go back with me to Proverbs 8. Verse 32. Proverbs 8:32 says this. Now therefore, hearken. There it is again, right? Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children. For blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Now, you understand, you see the metaphor there. The gates, like gates that would open and close, gates to a city. And the post of the door, access into the house. It says, verse 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. That means inside the city, guess what can be found? Life and favor of the Lord. Listen, the gates, there they are. Open the gates up. There they are. Open Scripture up. Inside Scripture, that's where you find life. That's where you find favor of the Lord. That's where you find blessing, riches, God's mercy, His kindness, His tenderness. James is telling his audience to be swift to hear, swift, be swift to make, run to it. Sprint to it. Don't run from it. Don't turn from it. Go towards it with your passion and urgency. Swift to hear. Listen, tomorrow morning, when you wake up and you're having your cup of coffee with your breakfast and you have your Bible open up there, think about that illustration right there. Watch this, verse 34 again. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Open your Bible up. Oh, man, the gate, open up those gates, you know. Look at chapter 13. Go over to chapter 13. Watch this. Chapter 13, verse 1, it says this, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. You want, James is telling, hey, they need to be swift here. They need to be the wise son of the father, not the scorner. Look over, if you would, to chapter 15. Go to chapter 15, verse 31. Watch this. Go to chapter 15 and verse 31. It says at verse 31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. You know what the book of James is doing? James is conveying to Israel, by the way, Hebrews did the same thing. It conveyed to them the reproof of life. It gave to them the instructions of how to get life, how to make sure they're going to be in life, how to make sure they're going to get into that kingdom. And you know what? They hear, the ear that heareth the reproof of life, they're going to abide among the wise. They're going to be in that kingdom forever. But look at verse 32. He that refuseth instruction. So they reject Hebrews. They reject the book of James. They reject the New Testament. They reject Christ as the Messiah. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Look at the next verse now. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Right from the very first chapter in Proverbs, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It also says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we've talked before about that phrase, the fear of the Lord. People say, well, the fear of the Lord, they say, well, it means reverential trust. And in my mind, you know me, I'm kind of rebellious, right? I think, well, what does that mean? No. Every time you see the phrase, the fear of the Lord, in your mind, I want you to think God's Word. A person's attitude towards God's written Word. Someone's attitude towards God's written Word, if they have a positive attitude towards the written Word of God, that is the proper fear of the Lord. If they have a negative attitude towards the Word of God, then they don't fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord, your attitude towards the Word of God, is the beginning both of wisdom and of knowledge. What we believe about the Word of God, how we approach the Word of God, what we do with the Word of God, that will determine what we get out of the Word of God. I was emailing recently a guy, and he has some questions about this and that and everything, and he keeps wanting to change the verses and say it's an incorrect translation and this and that to justify the conclusion that he either can or cannot come to. And I keep telling him, listen, dude, just the Bible just needs to be believed. It doesn't need to be corrected or changed or altered. Just believe it. Quit changing it. And if you're just going to keep changing it, well, you know what? You're wasting my time, and I've already attempted to work with you. And if you're just going to keep changing it, go find someone else that's okay with changing it, because I'm not. So you changing the verse isn't going to change my mind about what the verse says, you know? So at any rate, listen, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. If we will approach the Bible, in our language it's the King James Bible, with the absolute conviction that this really is God's Word. It's the Word of truth. It cannot, it does not lie, it does not mislead and so forth. If we'll approach it that way, it will completely forever change what we do with the Word of God. Instead of correcting it and altering it and finding fault with it, we will let it be what it is. It's the discerner, and it's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. And that's an amazing verse right there. By the way, did you notice something else there, verse 33? The what of the Lord? What's the word there? Well, that's interesting. It's the word what? It's the word ear with an F at the beginning of it. Isn't that interesting? The fear of the Lord. The ear is all involved in all this once again. Where'd we leave off? Look over to chapter 19 and verse 20. Chapter 19 and verse 20. Chapter 19 verse 20, it says this. 20 says this. 19 verse 20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, that's what James is telling his audience. He's going, you guys need to be swift to hear the Word of God. That's the only way they're going to get the counsel and the instruction to be able to get through the tribulation period. They're going to be wise in the latter end. Turn back with me to chapter 2 once again. Watch this now. Remember, the ear is involved in everything, in all this. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Be swift to hear. And the idea is that when they hear what God says, what are they supposed to do with it? Or let me ask it a different way. Where are they supposed to let what they hear go to? What'd you say? Yeah, say it out.
The heart.
That's to the heart. It's supposed to go from God's mouth. Let me go. It's going to go from God's mouth to the ear where they hear it and into the heart. That's what it's supposed to do. So watch this. Look over to Proverbs chapter 2 at verse 2. Notice it says, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine what? Heart to understanding. Go to chapter 10 quickly. I'm going to be running out of time way too fast here. Chapter 10, verse 12. Chapter 10, verse 12. Watch this. Chapter 10, verse... did I get the right one? I don't think I got a right reference there. I'm sorry. My bad. It's chapter 2. Go back to chapter number 2. I got a little ahead of myself there. Go back to chapter number 2. Look at verse 10 now. Verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine what? Heart. And knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh. That's the Antichrist right there. Verse 12, that's the Antichrist ultimately. But you see how wisdom comes out of the mouth of God. The ear is supposed to hear it, and it's supposed to enter into the heart. That's a little confusing, is it, right there? Okay? It's supposed to enter right into the heart there. Okay? That's where it's supposed to go, into the heart. Look at verse 12. I'm sorry, look at chapter 3. Go to chapter 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. You ever thought about the idea of writing something on your heart? Did you know you could do that? Isn't that cool? You can write the Word of God on your heart. And the way you do that is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Your heart, as human beings, our heart has like a record, like a table. Right? Like a big, gigantic, huge hard drive. Solid state, not the spinning, old spinning kind, right? And you can have the Word of God written on the table of your heart. And the way you do that is you got to, with the here and ear, you got to hear what it says, you got to believe what it says. Look over to chapter 4, verse 4. 4:4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. See what you're supposed to do with your heart? We're supposed to let our hearts retain God's word. Isn't that cool? Look over to chapter 7 and verse 3. Chapter 7, verse 3. Here it is again. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Look over to chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse 33. I hope you're getting all these verses, okay? All right. Look over to chapter 14 and verse 33. Watch this. This is a cool one. They're all cool, by the way, okay? Look at verse 33, 14:33. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. Now, wait a minute. It's interesting how he uses the word resteth. The man that has understanding, the man that's got ears to hear, the man or woman, the person, they let that word get into their heart, and because it's God's word, and they know God cannot and does not lie, therefore, it's settled. And therefore, wisdom found a place to rest. How many people do you know that, for example, they struggle? How many professing believers do you know that struggle with, for example, the idea of eternal security? Well, a lot of them. You understand the concept? They've got in their heart verses that would clearly lead them to believe eternal security, and other verses that suggest that you're not eternal secure because they don't divide the word truth, that type of thing. So wisdom is not able to rest in their heart. That verse is just what a great verse. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. That's just an amazing verse right there. Look over to chapter 15. Verse 28. Not only are we supposed to hear the Word of God, to let it get into our heart, and then to have it written upon the table of our heart, and to have it rest, so it's settled. We're not going to argue with it anymore. We're going to depend on it. Well, that's what this verse says. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Okay. In James chapter number 1, he said it this way when we started. He says, let every man be swift to hear. And then he says, it'll have to do with we'll have to deal with this more next time because we're going to be out of time in about 5 more minutes here. He said, slow to speak. That verse tells you why. It's because the heart that has heard the Word of God, written it in the hearts, and now the wisdom of God is resting there, that person has confidence in, assurance of God's Word. So that person will study, that is, he'll think before he just blurts something out. He'll study to answer. The Apostle Paul says that you study to be quiet. Studying the Word of God will settle down the turmoil in our soul. That verse says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The wicked, they're too swift to speak. James says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Isn't that, like I say, we'll have to deal more with that next time because we're going to be out of time here momentarily. Go to chapter 22. How are we doing here? Look over to chapter 22. Watch this. Chapter 22, verse 17. Watch this. Chapter 22, verse 17. 22:17, and he says this. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. In that verse right there, you see ear, hear, and heart. They go together, friends. The common thread in all of those is the ear. Look over to 23, verse 12. 23 and verse 12. He says, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Look over with me, if you would, go to chapter 16. Go back to chapter number 16. I got to make a note right here. Okay. Go back to chapter number 16, if you would, 23. 16, 23. What's this? Look at verse 23. He says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Let me use an illustration. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where maybe you were in the midst of a discussion or something, and you could tell your blood pressure was going up and everything, and you just had to say something, and you started, and then you bit your tongue, right? And then you thought about it a little further. You took control of your faculties and your emotions. Your blood pressure came back down, and then you said something. You studied, as it were, to answer. You, as that verse says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. That is, when to shut up and when to speak up. Okay? Is that pretty crude to say it that way? Sound doctrine in our heart will not only equip us and tell us what to say, how to think and what to reason. But that verse says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. That's a pretty intense verse right there. Look over to, 16:23. Look over to 18, verse 15. Did we look at this one yet? Look over to 18 and verse 15. Yeah, we looked at this one earlier, but let's look at it again along these lines. It says, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. I want you to do this. I want you to go back with me to the book of James. James, in so many different ways, it's like he keeps pointing back to the Old Testament, keeps going back to the Scripture, and in particular the book of Proverbs. And he said, listen, guys, be swift to hear. In order to hear, you've got to have an ear. And it's God that made the hearing ear. Let me use a crazy illustration, if I can. See this whiteboard marker? That whiteboard marker? I can talk to that whiteboard marker all I want. I can shout at that whiteboard marker. I can yell at that whiteboard marker. Here's an eraser. I can do the same thing. I can say, can't you hear what I'm saying? Well, no. Because there's no capacity for either one of these things to hear what comes out of my mouth. When Scripture says God created, He made the hearing ear, and the seeing eye, by the way. You understand, He did that on purpose so that He could communicate wirelessly from His mouth to our heart. Right now I'm talking to you, and this is all wireless communication. Words are coming up out of my heart, out of my mouth. They're going into the microphone of this recording system and broadcast system right now. They're coming out of the speakers on your computer, and they are going wirelessly from your computer into your ear and into your heart. God created a form of wireless communication so words could come out of His mouth and get into our heart. And James is saying, guys, you need to be swift to hear. Don't be slow to hear. Be slow to speak and slow to wrath. But swift. Run to it. Go towards it. Seek out wisdom. Swift. So open up those ears. Don't close those ears. Open those ears up to hear what the Word of God says. Let it get into your heart. And it all begins with the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. The Word of God says, that talks about the Lord and being near. It also says nigh. Those are two different words. Nigh unto God and near and so forth. It's interesting. Near to God. Not only that, you know what else the Word of God says about those that trust God's Word? The Word of God says things like this. Can y'all still see that? Can you still see that at the bottom there? Dearly?
Yeah.
Look at that. There it is again. There's dearly, there's the word ear again. The word dear. The word dearly. Do you think this is all just by chance? What do you think? Well, whatever. Okay. You know it's not. James is telling his audience that if they're going to receive the blessing of what God's Word holds out for them, that is to get them into the kingdom, they need to go to God's Word. They need to be swift to hear God's Word. Slow to speak. Slow to argue against it. We'll look at that next time. Swift to hear. Because God, in His Word, has given wisdom. And He wants that wisdom to enter their heart, into their heart. And that'll get them through. They will be able to communicate wisdom and knowledge and instruction to their other fellow Israelites that are going through that tribulation period. Now, by the way, even though this James 1:19 is not specifically doctrinally to me and you, to you and me in the dispensation of grace, boy, you got to see some parallels here, wouldn't you say? In any dispensation, faith cometh by hearing; hence, the ear to hear, to hearing. You heard what God's Word says. Hearken, and you let the Word get into your heart. Let it be written there on the tables of your heart. Let it find rest there. And then live and speak out of it with the assurance, the confidence that this Word really is God's Word, the Word of truth. Okay, let's have a by the way, Tom just put on here as well. I just noticed this. Tom put the word, where'd we go here? Learn, L-E-A-R-N. There it is again. Thanks, Tom. Tom just put that on there. I'm sure I missed, that's a great one too. I'm sure I missed some others. Let's just, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll look back and see if we missed any questions or comments. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you we could take some time to look into your word today and to listen, to hear the call of your word for us to hear, to trust, to rest, to believe. We thank you for this in Christ's name. Amen.